Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Agency 2, The Body at the Tower, by Y.S. Lee, performed by Justine Eyre. Prologue. Midnight, 30 June 1859. St. Stephen's Tower, Palace of Westminster. A sobbing man huddles on a narrow ledge, clawing at his eyes to shield them from the horror far below. It is dark, thus his terror is irrational. Even if he wanted to, he could not make out what he's done, let alone note the gruesome details. Still, his mind's eye insists on the scene, gory, explicit, final. Imagination, not remorse, is at the core of his violent hysteria. Within the hour he will exhaust himself, and even fall asleep for a few minutes. When he wakes, with a start, reason will return, and bring with it a degree of fatalism. Two paths now lie before him, and the choice is no longer his. He will pick himself up, carefully not looking over the edge. He will right his clothing, inspect his hands with care, and return home. And then he will wait to see what the future holds. And he will vow to reveal the truth, but only at the time of his death. 1. Saturday, 2 July, St. John's Wood, London. The freedoms of being a boy, reflected Mary, were many. She could swing her arms as she walked. She could run if she wished. She looked tidy enough to avoid police suspicion, but shabby enough to be invisible to all others. Then there was the odd sensation of lightness that came of having cropped hair. She hadn't realized how heavy her own hair was until it was gone.